I feel it's a real privilege to be part of a church family, the Church of Christ. And I don't know if you, when you're sitting here on a Sunday, think that you're joining together with Christians right across this nation, right across this town, right across this nation, worshipping God. And the headlines in the newspapers are all to do with how the church is declining and how we're somehow in a crisis in the church. And yet, in my spirit, I've never felt as excited as I've felt in this day to be a Christian, part of the Church of God. And one of my prayers recently has been, Lord, I know that the ground is dry, spiritually dry in this nation. But Lord, the ground is perfectly prepared for a fire to be lit that will spread right across our nation. And I've been praying for revival, and I've been believing God that he is going to pour out his spirit. The answer doesn't lie with the prime minister or the politicians. It doesn't lie with the community leaders. It lies with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the one who can change people's hearts and transform our nation. So I am excited to be part of the church in this day. Last week we did talk about being living stones that God was building together to become a dwelling in which he lives by his spirit. And each one of us as Christians are living stones, and each one of us is an important part of what God is building. And he wants to dwell in our midst by his presence so that his glory can be revealed through our lives. And today we're going to carry on that theme a little bit, looking at a different passage. Before we do, I wanted to give you a little update on the Big Blue Bus, and I wanted to let you know about something that will be happening in a few weeks. So up here on the screen, there'll be some photos. So we have a Big Blue Bus. As many of you know, that this has been donated to the church. We had a vision for a mobile base for ministry, and we asked a charitable organization called the Sir Brian Suter Foundation if they would donate a bus to us, and they did, and this is it. It's now... Yeah, praise God. It's now parked at the Rockingham Speedway, and they have provided parking for us for free. You'll notice that it's blue and not painted like a stagecoach bus, which is where it came from. That's because Stagecoach painted it blue for us for free. There's been such favour on this, and we believe that God is really in this. And let me tell you about some of the things that we hope this bus will be used for. We believe that this bus will be a mobile base for ministry, being used for all sorts of different things. We've heard today about some of the evangelists in the church and how we have a passion, a heart to share Jesus outside the walls of the church. And so we believe that this bus will be used to take Jesus to different communities in Corby. When we do our outreaches in the town centre, we'll be able to use this bus. When we go to the festivals that happen around the Westglee Park Carnival, for instance, we could take our bus and use it as a mobile base for ministry. When the street pastors are out on the street on a Saturday night, this could be a mobile base that they can invite people back to. We also see it being used as a youth centre. So we currently have people going into the local schools. Faye and some others go into local schools, secondary and primary, and they're already having an impact running PHSE lessons and assemblies and doing extracurricular activities. And so we see this bus being used with the school's work. Also, we have a growing heart for the villages around Corby, and we believe that this will be a mobile base for detached youth work in the area, both in Corby and the surrounding villages. Some of the things that we hope to see inside the bus. So we imagine the upstairs being a really amazing kind of youth and children's work space that's really designed for young people. And then downstairs, a multi-use space, so a kitchenette on one end and maybe some seating areas and some screens and different things, where we could run courses outside of our buildings. We could take our courses to the streets. We could run Alpha on the Kingswood estate, and people could come to the bus and they could go on an Alpha course on the bus, for instance. I always imagine this bus being parked outside the Paletto Lounge in the town centre. I don't know if you know that the town centre is privately owned. So most of the town centre is owned by a private company, but there is a section that used to be the taxi rank, which is owned by the council. And you don't have to get permission from the town centre to share the gospel there. And so I imagine it being parked outside the Paletto Lounge with a little stage with our worship team on, playing worship music in the town centre and people being gathered around, our evangelists evangelising, those with the gift of hospitality providing hospitality on the bus through our kitchen, and people just being church in public. And so it's really, really exciting. This bus will provide lots of opportunities for us to be out there. And hopefully as people see this bus driving around town, it will become synonymous with good news. And that's what we're hoping. So we can't show you pictures of any designs that have been done at the moment, but some of the things that we saw which inspired us, there's some photographs up here. This is the interior of a bus called the XLP Youth Bus, which is running a different part of the country. And you can see that they've got seating areas and different graphics and different things. The next one down, this is actually a private meeting area, which we thought would be great for our bus too. A bit further down, there's some seating areas. There's also an area where on the top deck, we imagine there being like a cinema screen at one end of the bus and seating areas around that we can use for all sorts of different things to do with youth. And then downstairs, I don't know, maybe you could just scroll through a few of these. We could have computer terminals. We also have this idea of having a canopy outside the bus so that it extends the footprint of the bus, so that what we can do inside is extended outside. Maybe put tables and chairs underneath. Maybe put the worship team underneath so that it's weatherproof. We went to a company in Kent who specialise in renovating double-decker buses, and we asked them what would be, you know, what would the cost be of some of the things that we're imagining. Now, the amount I'm going to show you in a second is the very, very top, and we could take some things out of our vision and the price would come down, but I'm going to show you the top price. This is the price that the bus would cost in order for us to do everything that we dream of doing with this bus. So it's a big number. This is the number. 71,470. That's the quote that we've been given to get this bus renovated. Now, we had a discussion as elders, and we said, well, should we consider maybe taking some things out? Maybe we don't need the outside awning. Maybe, you know, there are a few other things that we could strip away from this. So they're going to move one of the doors from where the driver's end is to the middle of the bus so that we can have access through the middle, and they're going to seal off that entrance and put a generator in there that will be connected to the fuel supply so there could be heating and air conditioning on the bus. There's all sorts of things that we could strip out of the bus, but we were saying as elders, well, maybe we should expect God for miraculous provision, and we should just go for the very, very best. What, are you up for that? And so the good news is, if we go on to the next screen, we already have £25,000 for this bus. So praise God for that. Praise God for that. And we want to thank the young people, including Steve and Charles, who went on their Three Peaks Challenge recently. And they raised, without the big gift that I'm going to mention in a moment, they raised £1,500 through their exploits. But on the, yeah. But on the day before they went, I met with a local Christian businessman and shared the vision of the big blue bus. And he texted me that evening and he asked if he could sponsor the boys £10,000 to do the Three Peaks Challenge. So they actually raised over £10,000 doing the Three Peaks Challenge. So we praise God. Provision, he's the God of all of the cattle on all of the hills, and he isn't short of money, and he can provide wonderfully and miraculously for that. So I have faith for this amount of money to be raised, and we have already started to apply to Christian agencies that give grants towards projects like this. Even in August, when most of these committees weren't meeting, we had two checks come in, one for £1,000, one for £300. And we're believing God that a great deal of this money will come in through grants from some of these Christian organisations. We've been praying that God will just move the hearts of people and they will catch the vision for this bus. But we also, as a church, have the opportunity in the next few weeks, on Sunday the 29th of September, for us as a church to give towards this project. We're going to have a special gift day. And I've heard of other churches that have had building projects and different things, and God has placed amounts on people's hearts, and they've given generously, even sacrificially, towards some of these projects. And incredible amounts of money have been raised, you know, amounts of money that we couldn't even imagine would be possible. And so I wonder if in the room today, God's going to put an amount on some of our hearts, and we're going to give towards this building project, and God is going to surprise us by how much money comes in on that day. So I want you to prayerfully consider over the next few weeks how much, if anything, you're going to give to this bus, the Big Blue Bus project. And we're just trusting that if God wants this to happen, and he wants it to be the very, very best, that all of the money for the bus will come in. So should we pray? Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you put this bus project in our hearts, Father, and this has become such a strong vision for us as a church, Lord God. We really believe that you're in this, that this is something that you want, not just for Hope Church, but as a resource for the church in Corby, Father, right across the board. And we pray, Lord Jesus, because you have put this in our hearts, Lord God, that you will, Father, provide everything that is needed, Lord God, for this bus project to reach its final stages. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will put it on the hearts of people in this room, Lord God, and also people outside of the church, Lord God, who we've made contact with, Lord God, to give generously, Lord God, towards this. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that every single penny of the amount that we've just seen on the screen will be raised, Father, and more. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Somebody once said to me, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. So we're trusting God that he's going to provide everything that's needed. And if you could just spend some time over the next few weeks just praying and asking God if this is something that he wants you to contribute to, and if so, how much, that would be wonderful.